The seventh day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of St. Alexandros II, the 43rd Pope of Alexandria. On this day in the year 729 AD, the Holy Father, Abba Alexandros II, the 43rd Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the village of Baha al-Mahalla al-Kobra. He was raised on piety, godliness, and the love of solitary life. He became a monk in the monastery of Paderan, the monastery of the fathers, which was also known as El Zugag Monastery, by the name of the monk Alexandros. He lived a life of asceticism, fasting, and praying until the fame of his virtues became well known, and so the fathers ordained him a priest for the church of the monastery. When the apostolic throne became vacant by the departure of Pope Simeon I, the monk, Father Alexandros, was unanimously agreed upon to become the next patriarch, and he was consecrated patriarch on the 30th of Barramutta in the year 704 AD. The early days of his pontificate were tranquil. However, the devil incited the war against the church. The ruler of the country mistreated the Christians and seized the patriarch and did not release him until he collected for him 3,000 dinars. The governorship of this ruler did not last long. Moreover, the next ruler was even worse than the previous one. The state of the Christians deteriorated even more. The fines charged and the difficulties were repeated under the next following four rulers. Hardships were from within the church also, and also from the Chalcedonians. The Pope endured all these pains, praying and supplicating the Lord until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 742 AD, St. Theodorus I, the 45th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This holy father became a monk by the name of Tadros in a monastery nearby Meriot. He became a disciple under the guidance of a holy elder monk called Ioannes, or John. Abba Ioannes was inspired by the Holy Spirit that his disciple Tadros would someday become a patriarch. Abba Ioannes told the people in the church about this vision. The monk Tadros struggled in his worship and was perfect in his humility and meekness. When the apostolic throne became vacant by the departure of Pope Cosma I, the bishops and lay leaders convened, and they remembered the prophecy of Abba Ioannes. So they brought the monk, Father Tadros, from the monastery against his will. They consecrated him patriarch on the first day of Abib in the year 730 AD. After his enthronement, he took interest in the pastoral care of his flock. The church, during his days, enjoyed a good deal of rest, although he also faced many hardships, for he witnessed the calamities brought upon by the rulers. He patiently endured what he witnessed. Nevertheless, the church continued to grow spiritually until he completed his good strife and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.